This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when the government says they could run healthcare, and some of us say, can you really do it right? I mean, if you do a public option or a Medicare for all, how do we know you're going to do it right? And some will answer, well, look at the VA system. The VA system is an example of government-run insurance. Well, we're being told that some military veterans in Tampa, Florida, thinks their local VA hospital might have to shut down its, quote, temporary emergency room that's located in the hospital's parking garage. The James A. Haley VA Medical Center opened a makeshift facility about a year ago in response to the coronavirus outbreak for teaching hospitals for treating patients when the hospital's ER got crowded. But veterans who have been treated there say the so-called, quote, garage ER can get cold on some days, hot and humid on other days, and they don't really have privacy. Rafael Teixeira said it's a complete embarrassment. He's a combat veteran who's been treated there several times for back pain. So even though it was supposed to be an overflow facility, maybe made originally for COVID patients, people are being treated in the ER, but treated there. And back pain, I get, might not have to be, you know, need to be in the main hospital for multiple, you know, testings and procedures, but it still should be a medical facility. Teixeira says it smells and sounds like a parking garage. You still have the cars come through. You still have the traffic. I can't believe they would treat veterans who served their country this way. Another veteran, according to Fox News, requested anonymity and said he couldn't believe he was being treated in a parking garage for a respiratory condition. He goes, now that's a respiratory issue in a garage filled with carbon monoxide. I mean, excuse me, I understand desperate times call for desperate measures, but here we are a year out. If hospitalizations are falling, can we get people into a hospital? I mean, especially our veterans, for crying out loud. Timothy McGuirk, the hospital's director of emergency medicine, admitted that the garage ER was not an ideal situation, but he did defend the operation, listing its assets. He said, we could do an EKG out there. We have a crash cart. We even have x-rays out there. He added later, everything in medicine has a risk-benefit ratio. An open area environment is certainly much safer in terms of preventing and spread COVID disease. So basically what he's saying is, there's going to be pros and cons. And so, you know, either they're going to be faulted for people getting exposed to COVID, or they're going to be faulted for being around carbon monoxide. Well, McGuirk and Shana Rodriguez, who's the hospital public affairs officer, noted that the Haley Center had the busiest ER operation in the region, covers Florida, southern Georgia, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, since October 2020. Haley has treated more than 14,000 emergency patients, 3,000 more than the number two facility over that same span. McGuirk said, I would love to be able to take it down tomorrow. This is not my idea of an ideal place to work, but we feel we've been fairly successful protecting our patients and protecting our staff by using this model. Now, I've seen and heard from veterans where many of their facilities are lacking. And maybe this is happening not because it's a veteran VA facility. Maybe it's just luck of the draw. Geographically, they have to serve southern Georgia, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands. They just are in that, you know, location where, you know, they get patients from all over. But I hear that time and time again, that patients who are veterans have long waits, long lines, can't get the medicines they like. And I know a lot of doctors who train at the VA and who work there. They're fantastic people. So what is it? What's the limitations? Is it money? You know, it's interesting. When I was in the 90s, when I was finishing my training, I did my last year at UCLA. And for dermatology, I had to be at the Sepulveda VA. And most of them were World War II veterans and Vietnam vets. Maybe some Korean War. It's interesting, the tattoos of the World War II veterans versus Vietnam vets. World War II, you had the American flag and the eagle and the USO girl. And then you know, the Vietnam veteran tattoos, a little bit more colorful, snakes and skull and crossbones and some cool. It's really interesting. I the timeline of tattoos, I like to study. It's pretty cool stuff. But I remember the VA system was ahead of other systems in terms of electronic medical records. One VA hospital I had to rotate through, you had to put things within the computer. It was pretty intimidating because everything had been paper charts and still was paper charts for a long time after that. But the VA system was one of the first to implement electronic medical records. But they also had more veterans than I think they had providers for. Many of the medications had to be generic. So when I opened up my private practice in 2000, I got a lot of veteran patients coming in. And I'm like, wait, you could do this for free. Don't you get free medicine through the VA? They're like, but I like Zetia. Zetia helps augment some of the statin work by working on the brush border and the absorption of cholesterol in the intestine. And at the time, the VA didn't cover Zetia. Zetia was not generic, so they would come to me for me to manage their cholesterol, give them samples. I gave them samples. If I had them, I'd write the prescription, and they would pay out of pocket because they couldn't get that through the VA system. And so I'm not sure what now the VA covers or not, but, you know, when somebody has benefits and they feel like they have to pay to go outside of those benefits, that to me is representative of what would happen if we have a sort of system of, you know, where the government runs everything. People think, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to get hearing aids. I'm going to get my glasses paid for. I'm going to get this paid for. Well, hold the phone. All right. Ask your average veteran how they feel their health care is going. Now, they might love their doctor and their nurses, but, you know, ask them. 1-877-DOCTOR.
I want a new drug. One that won't make me sick. One that won't make me crash my car and make me feel pretty big.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word now to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text now to 48542. Text the word now to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word now to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
And 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So today we were supposed to be getting some guidance from the CDC on if you've been vaccinated, what you get to do and where you get to go and how you get to do it. It's been delayed. They're still working on it, okay? CDC's been pretty busy, and I'm sure they're also a little overwhelmed with what's been going on with Texas opening up and Mississippi opening up. So they're probably like, wait a second here. If we go ahead and say if you're vaccinated, you could be all footloose and fancy-free, that could come back and, you know, nip us in the butt. So we're going to that was wrong. I'm not supposed to say kick us in the butt or bite us in the butt. Is that it? Not nip us. You want to nip something in the butt, but you don't want to get bit in the butt. Okay. Okay. So they don't want their butts bit. So from what we're being told, they're going to wait or they're still working on it. All right. Look, if they get it out today, they get it out today. Honestly, what people want to know is travel. All right. They want to know if they've been vaccinated, can they now travel? We got spring break coming up. Okay. They want to know, you know, can they see their grandkids? I know, you know, my mom can't wait to kind of hang out with the grandkids and, you know, stuff. And, you know, I can wait. No. I can't wait to see her, too. We're going to take her out to a nice dinner because we haven't taken her out for a while because we kind of didn't want her to go outside too much. And, you know, so I think she's been a little neglected and not getting a lot of social life, even though I think she's still been, like, you know, hitting the casinos. But I still, we'll take her out and let her kind of, you know, because she got her vaccine. And, you know, I still want her to wear a mask. But, you know, my mom's stubborn like me. She'll, you know, don't tell me what to do. Yeah, I'm not telling you what to do, Mom. But it's hard, you know, when you're a doctor and you try to tell your parents what to do. My father, I mean, he would just yell. And I'm like, yes, sir. And I just, you know, and probably should have been a little bit more bold with him. So when we get the CDC guidance on what you could do if you've been vaccinated and, you know, how you could party, we'll let you know. We keep talking about Easter coming up, and we keep talking about Passover coming up, but we forget. We have another holiday. We got St. Paddy's Day. Now, St. Patrick's Day, we didn't celebrate last year because I think it fell on right during the lockdown. I think St. Patrick's Day, we were all in such shock where I lived that we were going to have to shut down, that St. Paddy's Day kind of came and went, and we didn't go out for green beer. We didn't do anything, you know, for that. And, you know, we usually celebrate St. Paddy's Day. And some people thought it was because, well, we're going to start moving away from the cultural stereotypes and things like that. No, I don't think so. I think the Irish really like having St. Paddy's Day. I think we, you know, I don't think the Irish want to be stereotyped, but I think they love that, you know, people are, you know, embracing their culture and celebrating it and reading up on what happened with St. Patrick's Day, which I think St. Patrick was born in London. I think he escaped to Ireland. I have to double check that history. But there's a very rich history, okay? It's not just about corned beef and cabbage, okay? I'm not a big cabbage eater anyway. I like the green beer, though. So the CDC has guidance. So for those of you that really want to celebrate St. Paddy's Day, CDC is saying, can you hold off on the indoor gathering, maybe take it outside or go virtual? So the CDC says, for the trust me, okay, I have never taken on a group of Irish and tried to tell them, right, to take it outside, right? A lot of people in Ireland, when they got the pub, they get everybody involved in the pub. I can't wait to go to Ireland. I hear when you go there, it doesn't matter how foreign you are, they make you feel like family. And you drink with them and you party with them and it's just, they're just amazing and happy. If there is a stereotype, is they're happy, fun, and sweet and loving and accepting. Now, I don't know if we're allowed to say that, but that's the stereotype that I've kind of, you know, heard, and that's what St. Paddy's Day perpetuates. But, you know, I see how some people don't want Cinco de Mayo, and they don't want St. Patrick's Day. They don't want certain, I think the Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York, some people have been concerned about that, and so, you know, personally, I think having pride in your culture is nice, it's beautiful, and it introduces those of us that have kind of been in our own little bubble to what else is out there. And for Ireland, they know that people are going to want to go to Ireland. My husband cannot wait to go to Ireland, and probably it's because of the year after year St. Paddy's Day sort of, you know, Irish infusion of culture into our lives. So, according to the CDC, they want you to decorate your home in St. Patrick's Day colors, shamrocks, and leprechauns. So, to put little leprechauns, I wonder if you could use your Christmas elves and change it around and change the little, yeah, I wonder if you could do that. Celebrate by making Irish-inspired recipes. My husband always makes corned beef and cabbage on St. Paddy's Day, and I eat the corned beef, you know, but I don't really eat the cabbage. So the corned beef gets eaten and the cabbage just sits there, and then he gets mad. So I have to pretend. So I always groan when he makes corned beef and cabbage because I know I have to eat the cabbage to make him happy. They say have an outdoor neighborhood St. Paddy's Day celebration with everyone at least 6 feet apart and wearing masks. Now, I wonder if the Irish are looking at this going, really? Remember, the luck of the Irish. The Irish are lucky. I don't know if many Irish, now that is a study. For any of my medical students out there that have been listening, all right, if you need a study, this luck of the Irish, find out what's been going on in Ireland, all right? Are people doing the 6 feet and distancing? If they're not, is it because of the luck of the Irish? Something to look at. And then watch a virtual St. Paddy's Day celebration. So a lot of you are like, then, okay, well, then where do we watch St. Paddy's Day? Where do we watch that? Well, if you want, I'll make a St. Paddy's Day celebration. I'll get people over at the house. I'll get all my Irish friends. I've got a lot of them. And we will just tear it up. And then maybe we'll put that on a live stream for everybody. No, I don't think they want that. So thank you, CDC, for telling us how to celebrate St. Paddy's Day. You know, I appreciate what they're trying to do, and I get it. And as we saw, Dr. Fauci, President Joe Biden, not happy with what's going on with Texas and Mississippi. And we've spoken about this. You know, people are kind of concerned that the states are opening up too soon. I told you where I stand with it. All right. Once we heard that there were migrants that were released, you know, into the country that had COVID, and it doesn't sound like rumor. It looks like there's multiple news outlets that have reported on this. They tested positive, but they weren't able to detain them. There's new rules, so they went out into the population. If I was the governor of a state, my job is to keep everybody safe. And it's on my watch, and I'm supposed to control certain things, but there are people begging for me for help to open up their business, and they're begging, you know, for help to feed their family, and then you can't control what's happening on the Fed level with people coming in and you know, possibly having COVID and exposing others. Maybe I'd open up too. Maybe I'd be like, look, you know, the numbers are going to go up anyway. And so might as well let people, you know, make whatever money they can, have whatever freedom they can, because if we are expecting a surge and another wave anyway, maybe some of these governors are like, you know what, fine, open up, and if the feds lock us down again, then we lock down again. But, Mexico is really grappling with high COVID cases. And so places like San Diego, Nogales, or Yuma, Arizona, and many of the border cities along Texas, they are going to be seeing people come in with COVID. And so at what point does a state continue to just still stay locked down? I get asked, do I think we're going to have another wave? Some people are worried that the St. Paddy's Day festivities are going to bring on a new wave of COVID. I don't really think it's going to be St. Paddy's Day. I think there's a fatigue. I think we're going to see some variant surge. I think the hospitals right now, a lot of them are opening up and they aren't as busy. In my local area, we're hearing some good news with that. But I hope the state takes that as to make sure we have extra surge facilities. But I think many state governors are kind of realizing we might not have to have the economy completely locked down if we're able to figure out how to absorb people into the hospital system. So if people are getting their hospitals ready and if they're having surge facilities ready to go, I'm comfortable with us opening up. I am. Anybody who thinks they're at high risk, anybody who, you know, feels like they want to wear a mask, they wear a mask. I mean, I like how Mississippi approached it. I think Texas approached it, too. If you guys want to wear a mask, you still wear a mask. A lot of business owners are still wearing masks, you know, because people might want to go to a restaurant and they might want to see their way to wear a mask. So, you know, some businesses are still, you know, going to keep the masks going on, and some people are going to wear them. And I like that. You know, if the state doesn't have control of who's coming into their you know, the country or who's coming into their state that could have COVID, leave it up to the citizens. And say, look, guys, we did our part, but if we can't control what's happening on the Fed level, we'll leave it up to you guys. If you guys want to wear a mask, you wear a mask. If you want to feed your family, feed your family. But we did our part for a year. And that's what I think is going on in Texas and Mississippi. 1-877-DOCTELLY, 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jobless claims climbing as the nation waits for the economy to heal. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com says healing will come as more people get vaccinated, but in the meantime, new employment numbers are still elevated.
745,000 new claims in the programs administered by states and another 437,000 or so in the pandemic unemployment assistance program. So you step back from this and you see about a total of 1.2 million new claims coming in.
Hamrick also telling USA Radio News he feels confident that as vaccine rollouts continue, the economy is bound to improve substantially. Americans are paying more than ever each month for their car loans. The average loan payment of a new car is now around $600. That's according to Experian's 2020 Auto Financing Report. The price of vehicles has increased with demand due to the pandemic. USA Radio News. Protesters being killed by a military coup has people around the world taking note.
Myanmar security forces have killed more protesters as the military government has stepped up their crackdown on opponents of last month's coup. A UN official says 38 people were killed Wednesday, most in the country's largest city, Yangon. Hundreds have also reportedly been arrested by security forces. The Association of Southeastern Asian Nations released a statement earlier this week calling for an end to the violence and urged both sides to negotiate for a peaceful settlement. The UN Security Council will reportedly meet on Friday to discuss the situation. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There could be a link between COVID-19 deaths and high obesity rates. That's according to the World Obesity Federation's annual report. After observing multiple countries, analysts found a close association between severe COVID cases and higher body weights. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Italy reportedly blocks shipment of the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine that was on its way to Australia. Okay, we better not get into a war. I don't really see Australia really get involved in too many wars, to be honest. I don't really see much with Italy. They're pretty, you know, we're good. Pop open a bottle of wine and let's relax. But January, as we spoke about in January, the European Union had placed temporary controls on the export of vaccines made inside the bloc. Now, there was an argument between British pharma giant AstraZeneca and some of the countries in terms of the supply issues. Remember, in order for the pharmaceutical companies to have made the vaccine and get the promise, right? The funding is these countries had to pre-purchase. No pharmaceutical company wanted to go through the risk of making millions of vaccines or going through the R&D without there being a promise that somebody's going to pay, because it was a multi-million, possibly billion-dollar investment. So country said, fine, we'll buy 100 million Pfizer, 100 million Moderna, Johnson & Johnson will buy 100 million. So that's what President Trump did. Trump didn't put all his money into Pfizer. He spread it out a little bit and said, we're going to buy this, 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 because we don't know which one of you guys is going to make it till the fall or make it to December. And we want to make sure we have a vaccine at the finish line. So AstraZeneca was one of the vaccines that was pre-bought as well, because they were going through their, you know, production, manufacturing of it. And Reuters reported that British pharma giant AstraZeneca had requested permission from Rome to ship 250,000 doses from its Anagni, Italy plant. But the Italian government said no. I think that's a no in Italy. No. So now what's Australia going to do? So a spokesperson for AstraZeneca declined to comment. They were contacted by CNBC. This being reported by CNBC. A spokesperson for the EU, for the Italian Foreign Ministry, also wasn't immediately available for comment. Yeah, some people want to know what the heck is going on there. So the European Commission is kind of the institution leading the purchase agreements. They have been blamed for not securing enough vaccines. And the region's medical agency has been criticized for taking too long to approve inoculations that have received a green light elsewhere. Now, these controls are going to last till the end of March and give powers to EU member states to reject authorizing exports if the vaccine makers do not honor their contracts. So in January, AstraZeneca said it would be delivering far fewer doses to the EU in the spring than initially expected. Why? Because they were having production issues at the plants in the Netherlands and Belgium. On January 31st, it then said it would deliver 9 million additional doses in the first quarter to try to make up for the shortfall. Now, we had talked about the big controversy yesterday of some Catholic leaders in St. Louis and New Orleans on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and the use of technology that had relied on an aborted fetus' cells. Now, we talked about the HEK-293 cells. The reason why the HEK-293 cells were used, and they originated from a fetus back in the 70s from Netherlands that had been aborted. You can't use a stillborn because the cells are dead, and you can't take cells from a healthy, currently pregnant mom, because mom doesn't want the baby's, you know, organs removed, obviously, if she's planning on having that baby. So a fetus that was aborted, scientists, you know, tried to harvest what they could from the kidney, and these cells have been able to be immortal, where they can keep replicating and dividing as we need them to and not die off after a year or so. And here we are almost 50 years later, being able to still use these cell lines. And these HEK-293 cells are significant for being able to reproduce proteins and manufacture things at a faster rate. So when you hear, okay, how is AstraZeneca coming up with 9 million vaccines all of a sudden? How are they making this so quickly? Well, the AstraZeneca is also using an adenovirus vector. AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson are using an adenovirus vector, and we believe their technology can be sped up using the HEK-293 cells. Pfizer and Moderna didn't have to do that. For their mRNA vaccine, they didn't need use of those cells. So that's why the Catholic Church, or some members of the Catholic Church, said, guys, maybe, you know, take the Pfizer, take the Moderna vaccine, which some of you have had questions on that we're going to address in a second. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But AstraZeneca is able to mass produce and get the proteins, because there's a protein coat around the DNA that's needed, and the adenovirus, the virus, has to be something that your body won't become infected by. So AstraZeneca uses the chimpanzee adenovirus that we've never recognized. Johnson & Johnson uses a genetically engineered adenovirus that's, I guess, human-based, that has already been made incompetent or made dysfunctional and impotent in such that it can't reproduce itself, so we won't get sick by that virus vector. So it takes a while to make a lot of vaccines. And, you know, the companies, when I heard they were going to make hundreds of millions of vaccine, at first I was like, what, really? And somebody said, Dahlia, look, they're doing it with flu vaccine. And I'm like, yeah, but the flu vaccine is different. The flu vaccine, which, by the way, many of our flu vaccines use the HEK 293 cell lines, too, you know, for the mass reproduction of the protein. The flu vaccine is killed virus. You have the flu virus, you grow it, replicate it, kill it, use that as the structural protein to induce the immune response. It's a lot faster. It's an older technology. Doesn't need as many specialized machines and, you know, things that can handle the very delicate mRNA or delicate DNA. DNA is a little sturdier, but still, you know, we aren't inserting genetic material into people with the killed flu vaccine. The live attenuated vaccine is you take the vaccine, you weaken it to the point where it really can't hurt you, but it still is in its form to induce an immune system. That's why the live attenuated vaccine is a very popular form when it comes to, I believe, the varicella, the MMR, and the flu. So the AstraZeneca vaccine, being adenovirus vectored, it's going to need a cell line. It's going to need some help. So some people are concerned, you know, they're Catholic. They might not want to get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine or the AstraZeneca vaccine. What do they do? Well, if you want a vaccine, currently the vaccines that are given are the Pfizer and the Moderna. Some states are opening it up to their citizens based on age, based on medical conditions. I think one is based on for smokers. So look at your state, look at what the eligibility requirements are. And then once you are eligible, maybe if you have a note from your doctor, you could reach out, you know, to the health department. The health department, from what I understand, they got their hands full, but, and I'm not speaking for any one particular health department, but in general, health departments have to stratify you on if you're getting your first Pfizer dose or your second Pfizer dose, or your first Moderna dose, or your second Moderna dose. So there might be a means to be able to say, I have a religious exemption from one. Can I get another? Now, if that state didn't get any more Pfizer or Moderna and they only got Johnson & Johnson, you might be out of luck and you might have to wait. And from what I understand, the Catholic Church's position is if you could get a shot, now if it's at the point where the only shot you could get is the Johnson & Johnson, would rather you be protected from COVID. But if you do have a choice, try to make the Pfizer Moderna choice. That's what some Catholic leaders are saying. Personally, that aborted fetus that happened back in the 1970s, you know, even though I feel the fetus is alive, I wouldn't have a problem with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine personally because it's so far removed. It's cells that were cloned 50 years later, and it's not urging or suggesting the abortion of you know, babies, and so I can, you know, if that was the only vaccine I could get, I would still get it. But that's me. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a little bit of good news on the job front. Apparently we have a report that the U.S. likely added 210,000 jobs in February, and they are expecting hiring to speed up. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. U.S. official unemployment rate is still holding steady at 6.3%. I'm a little surprised. I would think there'd be more who are unemployed. And I think what might be happening is you have like maybe some people Ubering or some people doing some part-time job work. I mean, 6.3% unemployment, it just to me seems like an underestimation with everything going on because, I mean, everywhere I drive, I see places still, you know, businesses out of business. And but it could be some people might have, you know, might have tried to you know, kind of, you know, reinvent or pivot or go into a new sort of, shall we say, I don't know, you know, industry. My, you know, it's interesting. People have asked how I fared in terms of work and in terms of, you know, employment as a doctor. And I've kind of brought this up. It's really interesting. So, you know, I had a private practice since the year 2000. And I left my private practice in 2016. So this is before any of this happened, because there was a couple medical schools in my town. One was going to be built, and a year later, and I was considering possibly joining them. And another medical school hired me right away. And so I began to work with them. And I loved the students, and I loved my bosses. It was a fantastic job. And I had closed my office to go and teach full time. And the teaching was fantastic, but when you're in the media and you have a show that's expanding and national and all that, I didn't want to have to make a choice between my work with media and, you know, my job teaching. So I finished my contract and I still did media, and thank God, because things expanded. And I also started to venture into telemedicine and work with some telemedicine companies. If I had never left my practice when telemedicine started to explode, and many of you have asked about it, and we've talked about it, and we'll continue to talk about it, my patients would have probably eventually found that there were some benefits to going to telemedicine. Now, you would think, what benefits are there with telemedicine when you could actually see your doctor in the flesh? And I had Saturday hours and all that. But I predict with some of my patients that their issues at night, they, you know, nowadays you can call a doctor on telemedicine at 10 o'clock at night. I've spoken to people at 1, 2 in the morning in Alabama or Mississippi, because it's 10 o'clock in my time. 1, 2 in the morning, they can talk to a doctor and get some of their issues addressed. Well, for a lot of people, that's nice. They don't have to take off work. They don't have to wait until the doctor's office opens. They might have to wait for the pharmacy to open, but it's one less step. And so, knowing my patients, and they were really, really cool, I think a lot of them would have, for part of their care, because I live in Las Vegas and it's a 24-hour town, they probably would have tried to reach a doctor at 2, 3 in the morning. And gotten a telemedicine doctor. And so there's a chance that if I had still had my office and I didn't close it 5 years ago, I would have probably lost a big chunk of my patient population to telemedicine. Then comes COVID. COVID, a lot of people don't want to go to the doctor. And so what many family doctors and internists have had to do, these or primary care doctors, is they've had to, okay, if you don't want to come in, fine. We'll see you over the phone. So, yeah, I might have had to convert and, you know, do more telemedicine, but I think it could have probably been devastating, because already we were having some financial issues because of Obamacare. High deductibles. When patients have high deductibles and insurance doesn't pay you because it's an app, patient owes you the $40. We'll pay you once the patient reaches their $10,000 deductible. It was already the financial model for a solo practitioner, you know, a neighborhood family doc. It wasn't working. That's why a lot of doctors went to work for individuals. So for me, it wasn't COVID that had me close my office. I closed my office because of all the changes with Obamacare and people's high deductibles. So going to telemedicine ended up being very lucrative for me. It's great. People think I'm retired, and I'm not retired. I'm not. I'm doing full-time media. I'm doing telemedicine. I'm writing my books. I'm just doing half a dozen different things. I also manage a couple of our businesses that we have. And it just allows me to have more open work. So somebody could be like, oh, yeah, Dahlia's office. My office closed way before COVID. I'm not going to blame COVID for closing my office. I closed my office on purpose. It killed me, though, because, you know, I still have patients reach out, and I really liked my patients. But I probably would have lost them anyway to telemedicine. So you know, for me, I was lucky because I was still able to work. And as a doctor, and you know, in this day and age, physicians are needed, you know, so I, especially with things like COVID and stuff, so I would have always luckily had a job. But I think maybe the reason why unemployment, you know, is only at 6.3% and not higher like we would think is because many people have found other means of employment. Babysitting, dog watching, carpentry work, you know, I mean, whether they claim it or not, that's a whole other thing, but, you know. So some 10 million jobs, they said, were lost during the pandemic still haven't been recovered. Only 10 million jobs? Maybe 10 million jobs in one state. I don't see how 10 million jobs... We have 370 million people on this in this country. I don't see how only 10 million jobs have not been recovered. They say hiring basically came to a standstill at the end of last year amid a record surge of COVID cases. The economy lost, they said, 227,000 jobs in December and regained 49,000 in January. They say hiring was probably held back last month by poor winter weather and still high numbers of coronavirus. But most restrictions have been lifted. We're going to see in Texas, Mississippi. I think Alabama is going to end their masks in April. Vaccinations are starting to increase at faster paces. Weather is going to warm. And just like we saw last year, I really see COVID dropping a little bit. But I just don't know what's going to happen with the variants. So I can't predict if we're going to see a surge in the fall. I can't predict if we're going to see a late spring surge. I don't know. We're hearing in California. We're hearing in Florida. We're seeing in Mexico surges. So I can't say for sure what's going on. But if Washington, you know, approves a less pork-filled package that actually goes straight to, you know, the American people, that could also really help. Let me see. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Senate is bracing for a brutal debate on Biden's COVID aid bill. Senate Democrats feel confident. I think they are going to be able to pass it. I think they'll get everybody to the 50-50 mark and have Kamala Harris make the deciding vote because they're not going to do the 64. They are trying to bypass all the filibuster rules and the reconciliation and things like that. So I think they're gonna do it. There is going to be a lot of debate and people are going to bring up why is money going to Planned Parenthood? Why is money going here? I mean, of this 1.9 million, why can't more of it go to the American people? Now, mind you, I get Planned Parenthood is a business, and if you're trying to do COVID relief, you know, and you're trying to send money to businesses, I think $350 million of the $1.9 trillion is going to small business. Maybe it's a billion, I don't know, but it's still, you know, the percentages seem to be a little off. So the vote is going to take place against a lot of what's going on. Apparently, security has had to be upped at the Capitol. There was supposed to be an attack today. Thank God it didn't happen. So they upped security. And so, I don't know. We're waiting for the Congressional Budget Office to give a final say-so on the new budget, on the new bill for the Democrats. We'll keep you guys posted, though. As always, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
You hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.